nearly 5,000 entries to this year's Tiny Desk Contest. A lot of talented musicians and creative videos. NPR's music producers and judges sent us some of their favorites, including this one by the Asheville, North Carolina band, Natural Born Leaders.
I wish I had the watches so I can watch the time fly by. Used to count the days by nights and drive by. Stuck seven through the tears only. Lone girls can cry and
count. It wasn't exactly a Tiny Desk concert, more like a tiny convenience store concert. The band is packed behind the ice cream freezer just to the left of the Slim Jims. Lead vocalist Mike Martinez joins us now from Blue Ridge Public Radio in Asheville. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you so much for having us, Scott.
So did you stock up on Slurpees that day?
Yeah, I was trying to stray away from the beer cooler.
Tell us about the song you're playing. In fact, let's listen to just a little more of Abominable Creatures.
I always wonder how the gods became man. All these foregone things a man should never understand. Gritting my teeth, my hands stuck in quicksand. And I stood up, God, I'm not a victim of circumstance. Get up, young blood, you only got one chance to stand up to these wicked man-made plans. I grew up on a New Jersey block. Crips roam that street, covering an episode of black. Kept to myself.
So, was a convenience store a good backdrop for this song?
Yeah, I think it fit the song perfectly. It reminded me a lot of my childhood.
Which was in New Jersey, right?
Yes, it was.
How did it remind you of your childhood?
I spent a lot of time in and out of the convenience stores. I was a skateboarder when I was a teenager, so mm-hmm. We'd always go in there for snacks and whatnot. And the song kind of is about a lot of, you know, me having a conversation with myself about what it was like to grow up in New Jersey.
Mm. To stand up to these wicked man-made plans?
I feel like everything's a wicked man-made plan, you know? Anything from racism to sexism to all the different isms.
You also say Crips roamed the street carrying them sawed-off Glocks.
Yes. There was a big gang population in the area that I grew up in. I grew up near, like, Newark, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I mean, aside from just gangs, there was mafia.
And how'd you wind up in Asheville?
These mountains came a-calling. A lot of my family ended up moving down here, which in turn was probably the best thing that ever happened to my life, that's for sure.
Well, how did it change?
I feel like I had no real direction in New Jersey. I've heard a lot of people talk about it. After coming to Asheville, they kind of felt like they had a purpose. Once I came here, I feel like it was, you know, everything seems to be falling into place ever since I came down here.
Yeah. Well, there's a new four-song EP out by Natural Born Leaders, so let's listen to a bit of Return of Jafar.
Tear it down, build it up, make it better. We came to set the world free. Ain't no power like the power of the people, because the power of the people don't stop. There ain't no power like the power of the people, because the power of the people don't stop.
Where do you see the power of the people these days?
This came from me and my partner were at the Democratic National Convention last year at the protests to the convention. And the power of the people was a kind of like a call and return. There ain't no power like the power of the people, because the power of the people don't stop. I figured how fitting for, you know, a song that deals with such evil things like war and racism and the power structure of money and greed.
Mm-hmm. Do you put politics into your music because it's the times, or is that one of the reasons why you want to make music?
Politics is a huge part of everybody's life. It's definitely something that I spent a lot of time thinking about. I feel like nobody really has the right answers, but I do know that we're not doing it the right way.
Asheville, a good place to make music?
It is a fantastic place to make music. I think not many people in Asheville are necessarily making the kind of music that we make, but it's a huge music community, and there's no nations and borders. Everybody's helping each other out.
You know, BJ Lederman, who writes our theme music on the show, is in Asheville.
I did not know that. That's awesome, though.
Well, maybe the two of you will run into each other at one of the scores of music clubs that I know dot the area.
I wouldn't be surprised if we haven't already ran into each other.
Mike Martinez, Tiny Desk Contest standout, Natural Born Leaders. They've just released their first studio EP called About Time. Thanks so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Support for NPR's Tiny Desk Concert comes from the Lagunitas Brewing Company, proud supporters of the Tiny Desk Contest and working to help bands reach more ears through beers. More at lagunitas.com.